Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, history test. What were you doing when this was playing?
When I was a boy, just about every summer we'd take a vacation.
Hey, man, you got the break on?
What?
It's dark.
You got the break on?
And we're wearing sunglasses.
Throwback Live at 6:45.
The new video computer system by Atari.
You never know what you're going to get.
On Morning Magic.
There's been a little back and forth about the judging. Some quibbling with the reffing and the judging from our contestants this morning on Throwback Live at 8:25.
Anyone? No quibbling here.
Anybody got anything to say?
No. I got a text from my husband to quiet down.
Yeah.
He said, Sue got that last one, so quiet down there, Patroni.
Steven's got my back. Mm-hmm. That's why I love him.
It is our daily pop culture quiz with Sue and Kendra. And I'm here to tell you, David O'Leary, on this side of the board, running the show, running the game. Both Sue and Kendra think I'm favoring the other person.
Which means you're fair. It's like kids thinking, you know, the other one's the favorite.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, no, it's fine.
So listen carefully. When you know what it is, chime in.
Okay.
And you'll get a chance to win the point. Listen carefully. Are you both ready to play?
Ready.
All right. Here comes a throwback clip number one.
Kendra.
Kendra, what do you got?
That would be you two with or without you.
With or without you, it is. That is correct.
I almost
good
didn't get it.
I knew that one.
I was.
Darn it! You just got me by like a tenth of a second.
I almost said the wrong name of the song.
The game is played.
Yep.
And really, what we're trying to do is encourage you to chime in quickly, but not chime in if you don't know
the
what
answer.
The name of the,
yeah.
You know, if you don't know what the answer is, I think sometimes you chime in and you think you're going to figure it out.
Yes.
Totally. So that's exactly.
Listen carefully. This is throwback clip number two. Kendra.
Oh, if I didn't get this, everybody would kill me. Whitney Houston, how will I know if he really
Whitney Houston
me?
It is. Kendra's like Whitney's number one
I know. Fan. You know what? I'm actually glad you got that, because if I had gotten that, you would have never let it go.
It would have been the Will and Grace thing.
It would have been the Will and Grace. I would have never heard the end of it, so I'm happy.
Everybody,
but I'm going to get the next one.
Areas of expertise, and for Kendra, it's Whitney Houston.
I love Whitney.
Kendra has a two-point lead. It's a best-of-five game. Listen carefully. Kendra, you can win it here. This is throwback clip number three.
Visualize yourself in a room full of people, lots of silverware, people dropping stuff, talking loud.
That is Whoopi Goldberg.
That is correct. What's it from?
What are you gonna have? Your voice has to carry over the din.
I need a guess in three.
I think of it? I know it.
Kendra, do you want to steal a point?
Is that Ghost, is it?
It is not Ghost, no.
What is it?
It's from Sister Act.
Oh, Sister Act!
Oh, my God,
right.
Of course.
Sister Mary Clarence.
Yes.
That was good. So nobody gets the point on that. That was good. Oh, you were squirming on that one, too.
I know, but I can see. I always have trouble coming up with the names, the actual name of the film or the name of the song, but I can recognize it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Yeah, the 2-1, a 2-0 lead. Kendra's leading 2-0. Listen carefully.
This
is throwback clip number four.
Kendra.
So,
Kendra's in first. What do you got?
That would be the Jetsons.
That is incorrect.
That's the Simpsons.
It is the Simpsons.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Sue rallies and gets the point.
Woo-hoo.
Nice.
It's kind of close
job.
To the Jetsons.
I guess it's got
at least I got one. All right.
George
what
Jetson.
Simpsons.
All right, we've got a 2-1 lead on the game. It's a best of five game. This is for all the marbles. Listen carefully. This is throwback clip number five. Sue.
John Mellencamp.
That is incorrect.
Oh, wait. No. What? No.
You gave a guess.
No.
It is
give me
incorrect.
A minute. No.
I need a guess in 3, 2, 1.
It's Bruce Springsteen.
Dancing in the dark.
I'm going to give Kendra the point on that
John,
one. Kendra,
hey,
first
listen,
of all,
you know what?
You were gone with John Mellencamp. John Mellencamp.
You know
but
what,
I was
though?
Picturing Bruce Springsteen when I said it. No, I swear to God, I was. But no, she got it right.
Your head,
no, she's got it. She's got it. But
the
I,
Jetsons, The Simpsons, Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp.
I was picturing Bruce Springsteen, but John Mellencamp came out of my mouth.
Yeah. Dancing in the Dark from Bruce Springsteen was the correct answer. Kendra gets the point. Kendra gets the match. With pride, Kendra. I want you to walk over to that board, write it up on the big board.
I'm afraid to walk behind.
14 to 11 is our score.
Who's still ahead, Kendra?
As we move forward.
Who's still ahead, Kendra?
Sue is in the lead. It's Throwback Live at 8:25 from Magic 106.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.